Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us to talk about their Fringe show, the ASMR Hour. We've got Amy Atkins on the line coming to us from, I'm assuming, Tamaki Makaurau?
From Te Whanganui
Atara. Oh, Te Whanganui Atara. Oh, fantastic. How are things going in the capital?
Yes, we are doing really well this morning. It's a windy day, but that's on brand, so we're fine.
That's cool, man. I always hear people talk about the Wellington wind, and I didn't really believe it was a thing. And then I lived in Wellington for 3 months, and it really is a thing. It's quite brutal. It's very remarkable.
You definitely need a blunt umbrella, not a sponsor.
Yeah, a blunt umbrella.
So it doesn't. So if it flicks inside out, you just push it into the wind, and it flicks right back on it.
Oh. Nice. Not like a big doobie umbrella. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad to hear things are going great in the capital. And I see you just you just employed your ASMR technique before. It's quite remarkable. How long have you been doing ASMR for?
Thank you so much. I discovered the world of ASMR, the world of ASMR in 2018 when I stumbled across all the videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And my little actor brain was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And then I've been making live ASMR theatre since 2022. Since 22, and I've been making ASMR content for YouTube since last year.
Really?
Yeah. My alter ego, Letitia Lickett, is a genuine YouTube ASMR artist now.
Wow, content creator.
Yes.
Incredible.
Creator.
ASMR artist, I like that term. What about ASMR really like struck you when you first discovered it?
Absolutely. Oh, just quickly, anyone for context too?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Know what ASMR is?
If you're old.
I'm not giving your target audience, but ASMR. It's two different things. So one, it's a sensory experience. Some people experience on the skin of their head, neck, and lower back when they watch or listen to different videos and stimuli, for example, whispering or tapping. Mm. And the other thing is it's also like a style or like a genre of YouTube video where people make little sounds for people to enjoy. So it's those two things. Mm. And I make live ASMR theatre with headphones. So everyone wears headphones and we all experience it together. Mm. Amazing. Mm. The thing that originally caught me, so going back to your question, the thing that originally caught me is I stumbled across the like boyfriend girlfriend roleplay videos, and my brain, my like act, so I come from a background in like live performance theater actor. My brain was like, these creators are acting. They're like doing improvised acting for us, and we're watching it and enjoying it. And yeah, so it was the boyfriend-girlfriend ASMR role plays that I stumbled across first. They kind of creeped me out, but I could also see why people enjoy them, because it's that, there's a word for it, and I've fallen around. It's that personal attention.
Oh, do you mean, oh my god, what is it called? Oh my god, what is it called? The relationship you get with people?
Oh, yes, that's as well.
Parasocial
relationship,
there,
and it's also personal attention. And so if you don't have a lot of personal attention in your life, solo life, or during lockdown we were all quite isolated, these like high intimate personal attention videos with lots of eye contact, lots of soft speaking to you, were really popular. And I stumbled across it then. Well, I stumbled across them in 2018, but then they became popular in 2020. And so that was what I was like, oh, these people are acting. And then I stumbled across all these different, the world of ASMR opened up, and it is a huge rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a huge rabbit hole. And I fell down that and had a lovely time. And I stumbled across videos that made me laugh. And I was like, ah, that ASMR artist is being so serious and so, anyway, like they were so serious, and yet I was finding it funny. And that is what drew me to wanting to make live ASMR theatre. So all my work is like comedy light, is how I describe it. So we are all here watching a very serious thing. Letitia Lickett takes her work very seriously, and yet still we laugh and we giggle and we have a like quite a joyous time together, despite the nature of ASMR online being like outrageously serious.
Yeah, I'm. The one thing I have a tolerance for ASMR in all capacities, but the one thing I can't deal with is the food ones. They just, the noises get to me. How do you experience the food ones?
This is a great, so I personally enjoy watching what is known as mukbang ASMR.
Yeah.
They're two slightly different things because mukbang comes from the lineage of Korean connecting over meals with long distance with family.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, coming back to eating ASMR, I'm personally bothered by it, and I love it, and I watch it for entertainment. One of my favorite eating ASMR creators is Morpheus ASMR, and he's like in his 70s, and he just has a meal and chats to you.
Wow.
And it's so gorgeous. He's like the grandfather of the ASMR world.
Huh.
But for anyone in the room who maybe like yourself has what is known as misophonia, misophonia is like a guttural negative reaction towards certain sounds, and in particular eating sounds, or if it just makes you cringe and you hate it. What we've noticed, so some audience members who have misophonia have come to see my show and watched it, and most recently the other week when everyone had headphones on, one of the audience members said, "I hate listening to people eat, but I could actually tolerate watching you eat and listening to you eat because, one, I knew it was coming. Two, I could see exactly what you were doing and when you were going to do it. And three, I had these headphones on and the sound was so pure that it was tolerable. And at any point, they knew they could take their headphones off and it would go away."
Wow. So they were in control.
Which they could remain calm and experience it. But then there's also other people in the audience who totally just pop their headphones off, chill for a second, and then join us when I've stopped eating.
Wow. Is that the one that people usually get the most kind of hung up on food?
100%.
Yeah.
And so I make sure there's only ever like one moment of eating ASMR in my shows.
What do you usually choose to eat?
An ASMR party, I eat birthday cake.
Oh, wow.
An ASMR hour, which I'm bringing to the Dunedin Fringe this Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. So ASMR hour, there will be three choices, and the audience will pick what I eat before the show begins, as part of a little questionnaire that happens before the show begins. So there'll be you have all collectively decided what I will eat. And I will have a few suggestions. So some of the classics that people actually enjoy is listening to apple eating.
Oh, yeah.
Corn chips. Things that are crunchy seem to be quite popular.
Uh-huh.
But also wet noises, like eating bananas or cake. Anything that, some people do enjoy that, which is hilarious.
That's beautiful. There's something for everyone, isn't there?
There really is. ASMR Hour, it's like, so I hadn't quite mentioned this, ASMR Hour is the show I'm bringing, and it's an hour of live ASMR picked by the audience. And we've got six things that we'll do together, and the audience has a key role to play in each scene. So for example, there is an ASMR game that we'll play, but everyone picks the game. There's an improvised role play, but you pick where I am. There's a mukbang, but you pick what I eat.
Wow.
There's a bedtime story, but you pick what I tell the story about.
What story?
So there's lots of like engagement with the audience, which you don't get online, because when you pick a video, you don't get to really, you can't necessarily request what you want. Some artists allow you to do that. But here, live in the moment, you get to do that.
I guess the picking and choosing is picking the video, but even then it's quite restricted, I guess.
Absolutely.
Was that audience participation something that was at the start of the ASMR hour? Or is that something that you realised, oh, this would actually be much better for helping people get into the world of ASMR?
Yeah, so I do a lot of cabaret and variety show performances, and what I've found is the audience were always most engaged in what I did if they got to, like, decide what it was. So I tested this way back in 2022, but then none of my shows have had audience interaction or selection in it since. And so ASMR Hour is my, like, whole hour dedicated to allowing you to inspire the ASMR we perform online, or the ASMR that I perform. And I just wanted to really quickly mention for all the music obsessives in the room listening right now, I use a loop station, a twin pedal loop station in the show, and create live looped ASMR sounds.
Wow.
And those soundscapes then are the backdrop to role play scenes that I perform or stories that I share.
That's incredible.
And really beautiful. So if you are an ambient sound like connoisseur or live performance music obsessed person, you will enjoy the show because there's enough of that dedication and obsession over the how it sounds for you to enjoy it, even if you're like, I don't like ASMR, like on YouTube.
The care that you put into this performance in terms of the audience participation and that democratic kind of vibe also extends to before the show even happens, with you doing or running touch tours before, where you take patrons through who have certain needs, you take them through the space and the layout of the show. Again, was this something that you started doing early on, or is this something that you clicked onto later?
Thanks for reminding me to mention this. Yeah, so I've been working with the blind, low vision community for many years now. I started learning about audio description and touch tours way back in 2018, and then have slowly been able to incorporate it into my work as I learn about the best practices for working with the community and how to run these things. So ASMR Hour has introductory notes. They are available as a PDF and Word document on my website and on my Facebook page. And they've been sent out to some of the blind, low vision community members around Otipoti. But then also the touch tour is open to everyone. So the touch tour is held at 5:15 p.m. So it's 45 minutes before the show starts, so you can come early. And I introduce you to the space. And then I give you an overview of one, who I am, and any warnings that we have for the show. And then we do a walkthrough of the stage. So I'll first describe the stage, walking through it myself. And then either the audience can either come and have a look in their own time, or I will bring key props to audience members who are sitting there and describe them for them and get them to experience them and feel them before the show begins. And this is really helpful for people who are blind or low vision, people who are on the autism spectrum, or just people who are like really keen on understanding what they're going to see and what they're going to do before they go. And if you're someone who is like loves theatre and you want to see a little bit of behind the scenes, it's also for you as well. You're welcome to come along.
Fantastic. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thank you very much for coming on the program today. It was fantastic chatting with you and getting to know a bit more about the world of ASMR and your ASMR artistry. Any final words you want to leave the listeners with?
Absolutely. ASMR Hour is part of the Dunedin Fringe Festival. It's on Thursday the 13th of March until Friday the 14th of March at the Yours Cafe and venue on Moray Place. Thank you so much for listening.
Of course. Thank you very much for coming on the program. Mā tiwa. Awesome, folks. That was old mate Amy Atkins, a.k.a. Letitia Lickett, which is a great pseudonym. We're talking about their them coming down to play at Yours as part of the Dunedin Fringe Festival. You can catch them this Thursday and Friday. There's lots of details. Just look up Dunedin Fringe ASMR Hour and you'll get those details, folks. Coming up very shortly, we have Johnny
Now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.